This morning we are very glad to have our pastor to bring us God's word this morning.
今早我们能够很喜乐来请到我们的牧师来讲道。
And the scripture text this morning is Ephesians chapter 4, 7 to 13.
今天讲到的这个经文是以弗所书第四章7到13节。 请读经源。
弟兄姐妹平安，今天的经文取自以弗所书4章7到13节，请听神的话。我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐，所以经上说他升上高天的时候掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。既说升上，岂不是先降在地下吗？那降下的 就是远升诸天之上，要充满万有的。他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。读经到此。
Hi, good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm going to read Ephesians 4, 7 to, not 11, 4, 7 to 13. Okay. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. What does he ascended mean except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. Amen. Amen.
This morning, we are very glad to have a pastor to preach us God's word. He entitled the message, Place of Powerful Gifts.
今早我们喜乐请到我们本堂牧师,今生牧师为我们讲到教会大能恩赐之处。
And Elder Curly will do the translation.
克里长老会做翻译。
Thank you.
A very good morning to everybody.
大家早上好。
And I bid our new friends a warm welcome.
我也非常欢迎到我们当中的新朋友们。
When I think of this church,
当我想到这间教会,
I feel very happy.
我很开心。
Of course, I'm a pastor of this church, but I feel very happy for you.
当然我是这间教会的牧师, 但是我也为你们开心。
I want to thank God for your faithfulness.
我要为着你们的忠心来感谢。
Week after week, and some people, you all come to church.
一周复一周, 你们当中有些人来到教会。
And for some of you coming to church, to this place, it's not easy.
对我们当中一些人来到这边, 这间教会不是那么容易的事情。
Some of you live really very far away.
当中有些人住得很远。
And some of you are elderly people.
当中也有上了年纪的人。
And there are also people who have to bring several children just to come to church.
还有一些人就为了来教会呢, 需要拎着很多孩子, 左右手拎着孩子到来教会。
Single-handedly.
自己一个人来。
But you all come week after week.
但是你们还是一周复一周的到来这里。
And your presence has encouraged everybody.
你的同在鼓励了所有的人。
And as I observe over the past several years,
当我观察过去的这几多年, 这许多年,
I also want to thank God for your spiritual growth.
我要为着你的属灵的长进来感谢神。
You and I are far from perfect.
你和我都还没有完美，还不完美。
And that means we continue to sin against God.
这表示说我们会继续的得罪神。
But I want to thank God that I have seen you grow spiritually.
但是我感谢神，我看到你在灵性上长进。
Especially for some of y'all, y'all have put off bad habits.
特别当中一些人，你们已经戒掉你们的坏习惯。
And over the years, I see you grow in the joy of the Lord.
在这许多年，我也看到你在主内的喜乐有慢慢有在增长。
And I want to thank God for your love in this church.
我要为着你对这间教会的爱来感谢神。
The love that you have for one another.
你对彼此之间的相爱的心。
Some people remarked, and I agree.
有的人就这么说，我也很同意。
That the people here, there's no hypocrisy.
在这里的人都没有虚假的心。
There will be sometimes.
当然有时可能会有一些。
But when there's you all love each other sincerely.
但是你们的彼此相爱是真诚的。
A little hypocrisy.
没有虚假。
So I want to thank God for you all.
所以我要为你们感谢神。
And these are possible.
这之所以能够是这样子，这个情况是之所以这样子。
These are possible because of God.
是因为神。
Because we know that it is very difficult for human beings to change.
因为我们了解到人要改变是很难的。
But we see how God has changed you over the years.
那是我们看到神在过去几年怎么改变了你们。
And as the Bible says, God has done a good work in you.
就如圣经所说的，神在你里头成就了这个善功。
So that you become a blessing to everybody.
好让你成为其他人的祝福。
So we want to thank God for. We want to thank God.
所以我们要感谢神。
Today being the church anniversary.
今天是教会的周年纪念。
So I want to talk about the church.
我就要谈谈教会。
Some unbelieving friends commented.
我们曾经有一些还没有信主的朋友这么说。
See why all Christians every Sunday must go to church?
他们就说为什么你们基督徒每天都要去，每个星期天都要去教会。
Just go on Good Friday, go on Christmas, or maybe Easter Sunday lah, three times a year lah.
你只需要一年三次圣诞节、复活节还有圣诞节去教会就够了。
Many other religions also like that, what?
其他的宗教也是这样子的。
Why every Sunday must come to church?
为什么每个星期天要去教会？
真麻烦啊。很麻烦。
Yeah,
why do we come to church every Sunday?
那为什么我们每个星期天来教会呢？
When I talk about church, I'm not referring to a building.
当我谈教会的时候，我不指的不是这个建筑物。
I'm referring to a group of Christians who gather in a particular physical location to worship God regularly.
我指的是一群的基督徒，他们特定的在定下定时定期的聚集在一个地方来敬拜神。
So the church does not refer to a physical building, but refers to people.
所以教会指的不是建筑物，而是指的是一群人。
Christians.
基督徒。
Why do we come to church?
为什么我们来教会？
Because the church has power.
因为教会有能力。
Not this.
不是这个能力。
I'm not talking about this power.
不是这种能力。
I'm talking about a power that is more important and far more powerful.
我谈的能力是更加重要，更有大能的能力。
What power am I talking about?
我在谈的是什么能力呢？
I'm talking about the power of God that's able to change lives.
我谈的是神的能力，能够改变生命的能力。
Do you know that it's very difficult to change lives?
你知道吗？ 要改变生命实在是很困难。
Look at yourself and myself.
看看你自己，还有看看我。
The way you brush your teeth when you're 6 years old, like, you're still using the same method to brush, even wrongly sometimes.
你6岁怎么刷牙？ 到现在可能也是这样子的刷牙，
humans 可能会是错的。 Humans don't change.
人是不会改变的。
But today, our lives have changed for the better.
但是我们的生命今天变好了。
I'm talking about the ability to change lives.
我谈的是那个改变生命的能力。
And to change life for eternity.
而且是永远的改变。
Not for 1 year, 2 years, no?
不是一年两年的事。
It is the ability to change lives for eternity.
是这个永远改变生命的能力。
So that we enjoy eternal life.
好叫我们能够享受永生。
This power you can find in the church.
这样子的能力你在教会可以找到。
Now, are you aware that hospitals were actually created, invented by Christians, by the church?
不知道你晓得没有， 这些医院呢， 其实都是起初都是基督徒所创办的。
Hospitals, the idea of hospitals were invented by the church.
医院, 这个医院的概念其实是教会创办的。
And it's brought blessings to the world.
而它也成为世界的祝福。
Many top universities
很多著名的大学
were started by Christians, by the church.
也是由基督徒还有教会创办的。
You say the top universities like Yale, Harvard,
那些著名大学，比如说耶鲁大学或者是哈佛大学，
or Cambridge, University of Cambridge, Oxford,
或者是剑桥，还有牛津大学。
In fact, these top universities were started
这些大学开始的时候,
To train clergy, to train pastors.
其实是要训练牧者。
It was not even to train doctors, no?
不是要训练医生。
It was trained, it was for Christianity.
是为了基督教的缘故。
And it has evolved so that people are trained in medical field, in engineering, in the sciences.
它渐渐地改变, 使到更多的人在医学方面, 在工程学方面得到训练。
And that's why today you and I enjoy the benefits.
使到今天我们都能够享受到这个成果。
The world is blessed.
世界蒙福。
Why? Because of the church.
为什么呢? 是因着教会。
But where, and this power comes, and that's why I say the church has great power.
这就是为什么我说教会有很巨大的能力。
And that's why you are blessed each time, you'll be blessed each time you come to church.
所以这是每当你来教会的时候, 你都必蒙福。
It is not by chance that people say, hey, when you are trouble, go to church.
人们会说你有困难你去教会, 这样的话语呢, 不是偶然的。
But because people know the church is a blessing.
而是别人都知道教会是一个蒙福的地方。
So there are some pastors, I say, you know why they became Christians?
所以有些牧者, 他们就问说, 你为什么做基督徒?
No, no, pastors, so the pastor, hey, you go to church, because you can learn English.
有些人这么说, 你去教会, 你可以学英语。
The church has become a blessing.
教会真的成为祝福。
That's why it is worth working hard to build God's church and to build each other.
这是为什么殷勤建立神的教会, 还有彼此建立是值得的。
Now, before I go on,
在我继续说下去,
You find that when you come to church, you will study the Bible.
你会发现说你来教会就是来学习圣经。
And you study the Bible with some details.
而且是很深入的去学习圣经。
哇, like attending class like that, man.
你说, 啊, 好像在上课那样。
But we will study the Bible with some in some details.
但是我们会详细的来查考圣经。
We will analyze the Bible.
我们会分析圣经。 为什么?
Why can't you just tell me something that's some wise sayings and then that will be helpful for my life?
为什么你不简简单单的告诉我一些智慧的言语, 能够帮助我的人生就行了?
Let me say this.
让我这么说吧。
Churches, people who do not study the Bible carefully.
那些不认真学习圣经的教会和人,
underestimate the power of sin.
他们已经忘记了这个罪的能力有多大。他们太轻看罪的势力了，太过轻看罪的能力了。Because
if you understand that the sin in the human being is so powerful,
如果你明白罪的能力在人心中是这么的巨大的话,
you dare not rely on your own wisdom to solve human beings' sins.
你就不敢依赖自己的能力来解决罪的问题。
Say better listen to God, man.
你说好，最好好好的听神的话。
Because only the word of God can entangle the many complicated things in our life.
因为只有神的话语能够把我们心中的锁链解开。
And that's the reason why when you come to church, we will study the Bible.
这就是为什么当我们来教会的时候, 一定会学习圣经的。
If you want to hear jokes, don't come here. You go to community center. Can you hear jokes?
如果你要听笑话的话, 不要来这里, 去联络所。
So I'm going to take you through this Bible passage.
所以我会带领大家看这段经文。
But there is power in the Word of God.
但是在神的话语里面具有能力。
Why do I say that the church is a place of power?
为什么我说教会是大能恩赐之处呢?
And my purpose is to convince you so that you will see the church as important.
我的目的就是要说服你, 让你看到教会是很重要的地方。
So that you will serve in church for Christians.
好叫基督徒你会在教会里面服侍。
So that you will come to church to find salvation.
好叫你会来到教会来寻求救恩。
So that you know where to go for blessings.
好叫你知道到哪里去能够得到福气。
So I want to convince you that the church is very important.
所以我要说服你教会是个很重要的地方。
We shall look at three points. Number one, the power of gifts and the church. And where do you find the power of the church? It is in this thing called spiritual gifts.
第一点就是恩赐的能力。你在哪里看到这些能力呢?
Yeah, where do you find power in the church?
你在教会里面 可以从哪里看到这些能力呢？
It is contained in the this thing called spiritual gifts.
其实这些能力都是在这些恩赐里头。
The spiritual gifts that God gives to every Christian.
神赐给每个基督徒的恩赐。
Every Christian when a person accepts Jesus as Lord and Savior, God gives him a spiritual gift.
每个基督徒在信耶稣为救主的时候，神会赐给他们这个属灵恩赐。
Every Christian without exception.
每个基督徒没有例外。
And in other words, Christians have the ability to build lives.
换句话说，基督徒有这个能力来建立生命。
Number one, we shall see the power of gifts. Number two, we shall see the varieties of gifts. And number three, we shall see the benefits of gifts.
第一，我们要看恩赐的能力；第二是恩赐的类别，还有恩赐的好处。
How to remember? So PVB 啊？
怎么记得呢 ？PVB.
PVB.
PVB.
Remember the word proverbs.
就记得英文的 proverb 箴言这个字。
Remove the center two letters. You have PVB.
你就在 PV 的两个字拿掉 ，V 和 B 两个字拿掉，就记得 PVB.
So remember, P for power, V for varieties, B for benefits.
P 代表能力 ，V 代表类别 ，B 代表好处。
Hopefully, it will help you to remember today's sermon.
希望能够帮助你记得今天的信息。
Number one, the power of gifts.
第一点，恩赐的能力。
Please look at chapter 4, verses 7 to 10.
请看四章七到第十节。
You can follow the screen.
你可以看跟着屏幕。
Verse 7, but to each of us grace has been given as Christ apportioned it.
第七节，我们个人蒙恩，都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
This grace in the ancient times it actually means simply present gift.
恩这个字呢，在古代其实就代表着礼物。
In charis, you know, charisma, the word charisma, charismatic, it comes from word charis.
英文的这个字 charismatic, charis 代表魅力。就是从这个根字根出来的。
So it simply means gift, present.
它基本的意思就是礼物。
Now when the ancient people hear that you're going to give me a present, they are very happy.
当古代的人听到说你要给我礼物，他们很开心的。
Because ancient people are extremely poor.
因为古代的人都很贫穷。
Why is this gift so important?
为什么这个礼物这么重要？
Because poor people comprises 98%.
因为世界上的穷人大占了90%。
And for this 98% to survive, they must rely on the rich and powerful people.
占了98%，为这98%的人要生存，他们要依靠富人。
They have no choice.
他们没有别的选择。
If not, you cannot survive.
要不然不能够生存。
It's not like today. Today you are in trouble. You go for MP, right?
不像今天如果你有问题的话，你去找议员。
But ancient times you cannot. No MP.
古代是没有议员的。
So you must rely on the rich and powerful people to give you gifts.
你必须依靠那些富有的人给你礼物来生存。
So when Paul writes, each of us grace has been given, they say, really so good 啊。
所以当保罗说我们个人蒙恩，他们听了之后都会说，真的这么好吗？
So, it is not only is it something good, it is something very powerful.
这不单单是一个好的礼物，还是一个大能的礼物。
It is something that has power in it. Why?
里边有大能，为什么呢？
Because Christ apportioned it. Because Christ gave it to us.
因为基督照着个人，所量给个人。
Because it comes from Christ.
因为它是来自于基督。
Because the gift comes from Christ, that's why it's very good and powerful.
因此这个礼物是从基督来的，所以是很有力量的。
But why could Christ give such a good and powerful gift?
基督为何要赐给我们这么好、这么大能的礼物呢？
If a beggar gives you a gift, I don't think you'll be very much.
如果一个乞丐给你一份礼物，我想不会是一个很大的礼物。
But if a kind and rich millionaire gives you a gift, then that thing must be very special. Sorry, nowadays a lot of millionaire.
所以假设说一个很富有的人，一个亿万富翁给你一份礼物，我想这个礼物应该很值钱。
Today everyone is a millionaire.
今天每个人都是百万富翁。
Indonesia a lot of millionaires.
印尼很多百万富翁。
Because currency is very small.
因为这些钱币都贬值了。
Why could Christ give such a good and powerful gift?
为什么基督能要赐给我们这大能的礼物？
So Paul wants to tell you, Christ, the gift that comes from Christ is really very good.
所以保罗要告诉我们说，这个基督来的礼物真的是很好的礼物。
Now why?
为什么？
The next sentence explains. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people.
下一句话就解释了，所以经上说，他升上高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。
Because Christ is an ancient warrior.
因为基督是一个古代的武士。
That's the meaning of that verse. He took many captives and gave gifts. The Bible describes Christ as if he's an ancient warrior.
这就是那个意思。 圣经把基督描写成古代的一个武士， 他战胜了仇敌。
What did this ancient warrior do?
这个古代的武士, 勇士,
it's not that he really has knives and so on, but it is he likens him. It's a figure of speech.
并不是说真的基督在拿着刀枪等等， 他这边是一个比喻。
What did this ancient warrior do?
这个古代的武士做些什么？
Christ fought a war, won the war, captured enemies, and gathered and he accumulated many precious things.
所以基督打了胜仗， 战胜敌人， 他掳掠了仇敌， 并且把所有的好东西都聚集在一起。
Ancient times is like that, when you fight a war,
古代就是这样子， 当你打了一场战，
and then you will take from the enemy all the good things.
你就会从仇敌那里呢， 把好东西拿过来。
For example, purple clothes, purple dye is very expensive.
比如说紫色的袍是很珍贵的东西。
因为紫色的那个染料呢是很贵的，很贵重。 Silver and gold.
或者金器银器。
Sometimes silver is more expensive than gold, sometimes gold is more expensive than silver.
有时候金比银贵重， 有时候银比金贵重。
And then clothing.
还有衣裳。
All the precious things.
许多珍贵的东西。
So Christ fought and won the war.
所以基督打了这场战， 打胜了。
He has accumulated many good things.
他把很多的好东西都聚在一起。
What does this refer to? What war is this?
这场征战是什么？
Now this war referred to the time where he defeated Satan and sin.
这场征战是基督和魔鬼的征战， 他战胜了魔鬼和罪。
When did he fought Satan and won?
他在什么时候打败了魔鬼呢？
I'll talk about it later.
我待会儿会多讲。
And as a result, he can give gifts to the church. Church means you and me.
结果呢， 他可以把恩赐分给教会， 教会就是你和我。
So Christ has given good and powerful gifts to the church means Christians. But how could Jesus Christ give gifts to us? Because why? We are sinners, unworthy. And gifts in the ancient times are only given to good people, worthy people.
基督已经分给教会， 也就是基督徒恩赐。 但基督是怎么把这些恩赐分给我们呢？ 怎么能够呢？ 因为我们本是不配的罪人， 而好东西这些礼物只是给配得的人的。
I'm still trying to convince you that Christ can give you gifts.
我一直在说服你， 基督能够给我们这个礼物。
So how can Christ give gifts to us sinners?
基督又怎么能够把这些礼物赐给我们这些罪人呢？
Everybody say, how can you give these people? They are sinners, not worthy.
每个人都会说， 你怎么可以把礼物给这些人？ 这些都是罪人， 他们不可以拿的。
Because you and I have sinned against God, so we do not deserve any good things.
因为这我们都得罪了神， 我们不配得到这些好东西。
You do not understand.
你不明白。
In the spiritual realm,
在灵界里头，
when there's sin,
当那里有罪的话，
when we have sinned,
当我们犯罪了，
God cannot bless you and me.
神是不能够祝福你和我的。
Because it is ugly and dirty to God.
因为在神眼中， 这些罪是又丑陋又肮脏的。
It's a big obstacle.
是一个很大的拦阻。
So it is not possible that God will give us good gifts.
所以神是不可能给我们好东西。
God will not bless you and me.
神不会祝福你和我。
So how could we receive gifts?
那我们要怎么能够得到这个好处？
But something happened that made it possible.
但是有一件事情发生， 使到这个能够发生， 这样的事情能发生。
Verse 9 explains.
第九节就解释。
What does he ascended mean except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions?
既说升上，岂不是先降在地下吗？
So Christ can now give gifts to us. Why?
基督不能够把礼物赐给我们。
基督能够。
基督能够把礼物赐给我们。 为什么呢？
Verse 9 says, because Christ has ascended to a very high position, got promoted.
第九节就说， 因为基督升上高天， 神把他升职了。
He rose, he went up to a very, to the heavenlies.
他升到天上的天。
And so Christ obtained power to give gifts to church.
所以基督得到能力， 以至于他能够给教会这个能力。
Because he has been promoted.
因为他被升职了。
He rose up to a very high position.
他被升上高天。
Like today, Lawrence Wong will speak a bit louder because he is the future PM.
今天 Lawrence Wong 他讲话比较大声， 因为他是未来的这个总理。
Thank God for him.
所以我们为这他来感谢神。
So Christ also rose up to a very high position. He ascended.
所以基督也升到一个很高的职位。
So now he can give, he has the power to give gifts to us.
所以他现在有这个权利把礼物赐给我们。
But exactly how did he do it?
但是他是怎么做到的？
By using military weapons?
是用一些兵器吗？
No.
不是的。
He did one thing.
他做了一件事情。
He also descended to the lower earthly regions.
他先降在地下。
In other words, he descended to the grave because he died.
换句话说，耶稣降到坟墓里，他死了。
In other words, he fought a war by dying.
换句话说，他打这场战呢，战胜的方式就是透过死亡。
He won by dying.
他是透过死亡而得胜。
He didn't use military weapons. He didn't win by using military weapons. He won the war by dying.
他得胜不是按照他的兵力，他得胜是因着他死了。
I'm referring to the time when Christ died on the cross.
我指的是当耶稣死在十字架上的这一刻。
How is it that Christ by dying can win a war so they can give gifts to us?
为什么耶稣基督的死能够带来胜利，以至于他能够把礼物赐给我们？
Why is it that Christ's death on the cross is actually victory?
为什么耶稣基督在十字架上的死其实是一个胜利？
Let me briefly explain.
让我简单的解释。
The Bible says that you and I have sinned against God.
圣经说你我都得罪神。
Don't see I bought a very nice necktie.
不要看我戴了很好的领带。
It's a nice coat, right?
也穿着不错的大衣。
But what is inside me is a lot of dead man's bones you cannot see.
但是我里头充满了许多死人的骨头，你看不到。
Don't laugh, you are no better.
你不要笑，你自己也好不到哪里去。
Because the Bible says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为圣经说世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
We have sinned in our thought, word, and deed.
我们在言语、行为、思想上都得罪神。
And this is our problem.
这个是我们的问题。
This is the thing that robs us of peace.
这个使到我们没有平安。
And wreaks havoc in the family.
在我们的家庭里面造成破坏。
And in our life.
还有在我们生命中。
So if you're not going to address the problem of sin, you will never have peace in your life.
所以如果你没有解决罪恶的问题，你一生不会有平安。
So Christ, we thank God, Christ resolved, solved the problem of sin.
所以我们感谢神，基督已经解决罪的问题。
What happened was this?
发生的事情是这样的。
When we sin against God, God is very angry.
当我们得罪神的时候，神就很生气。
But Christ took the punishment for us.
但是基督替我们承担了惩罚。
This is the human law. This is also the law of God.
这个是人的法律，这个也是神的法律。
So when Christ died on the cross,
所以当基督死在十字架上，
He took away the power of sin over our life.
他把罪恶的能力从我们生命中拿掉，
Washed away our sins.
他洗干净我们的罪，
So that we become clean inside.
好像我们从里面被洁净了。
Then God looks at us, God is very happy.
当神看着我们的时候，神就喜悦我们。
And we are worthy to receive good things, gifts from God.
我们就配得从神那里得到好处，得到礼物。
And that's why the cross is actually victory.
这就是为什么这个十字架其实就是个胜利的记号。
Christ won the war by death.
基督怎么战胜呢？他是透过死亡而战胜。
As a result, he can give us good things.
结果他可以把好处带给我们。
Give us good gifts.
给我们好的礼物。
Let me explain further.
让我继续的解释。
Verse 10,
第十节。
He who descended is also the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens.
那降下的就是远升诸天之上，要充满万有的。
So he refers to Jesus.
这里那降下的指的就是耶稣。
So Jesus descended when he died on the cross.
所以耶稣降下，降到坟墓里，他死在十字架上。
And as a result, what happened?
结果发生什么事情？
It says here he ascended higher than all the heavens.
他就说他借着远升诸天之上。
And in other words, Christ, the heavens in the ancient to the ancient people is a place of spiritual power.
诸天对于古代的人来说是一个充满能力的地方。
So when Christ goes up higher than the heavens, it means he has received all power.
所以这里当这里说他远升诸天的时候，就表示说基督得着一切的能力。
And how does Christ use this?Very powerful power.
基督又是怎么用这么巨大的能力呢？
In order to fill the whole universe.
要充满万有。
To fill the whole universe means to control and govern the whole universe.
充满的意思就是管理，所以他要管理万有。
In other words, the power that he receives.
换句话说，他所 领受的这个能力。
He uses it to control the universe.
他用它来控制整个宇宙。
To control the human world.
在控制人类的世界。
To control the spiritual world of Satan and the angels.
来控制灵界有撒旦和这些天使的世界。
To control the universe.
来控制整个宇宙。
But what is the thing that God, Christ uses to control the whole universe?
但是基督是用什么东西来控制这个万有呢？
I'm coming to the end of my argument. Don't worry.
我们要来到这个解释的总结了。
And what is the thing that Christ uses to control the whole universe?
基督是用什么来控制这个万有？
A computer mouse, a remote control?
是电脑的鼠标还是遥控器？
No.
不是。
He uses the church.
他是用教会。
He uses the spiritual gifts that he gives to Christians.
他使用的是他赐给基督徒的属灵恩赐。
To control the world that is seen, the visible, to control the world that is invisible.
来控制肉眼看到的这个世界，也来控制那个肉眼看不到的灵界。
And this is important.
这个很重要。
So just now, all that I've been talking about, I'm trying to come to this conclusion.
所以我刚才讲了这么多，就是要来到这个结论。
The power that Christ has, this infinite power that he has.
基督所拥有的这个巨大的无限的能力。
He has given it to the church.
他已经赐给教会了。
Where in church?
在哪里？教会的什么地方？
Specifically, the spiritual gifts that he gives to each Christian.
具体的来说，他就是分配给每个基督徒的恩赐。
In other words, every born again child of God.
换句话说，每个重生得救神的儿女。
There's infinite power in us.
在你里面有这个无限的能力。
That can build lives.
它能够建立生命。
Which Christ gave us.
也就是基督赐给我们的。
It is the power that goes up even higher than heavens.
这个能力远胜诸天。
And you find it in the church.
你确实可以在教会里面找到。
Specifically in the spiritual gifts that Christ gave you.
更具体来讲，就是在你里面的属灵恩赐找到。
In other words,The church is made up of Christians who are very ordinary people like you and me.
换句话说，教会是由不同很平凡的基督徒你和我组成的。
Some people say that, look at you, 不像样啊。What's so big deal about you?
有的人看着你就其貌不扬，没有什么大不了。
Very ordinary people, if not weak people.
很平凡的人，要么或者是很软弱的人。
Because Non-Christians may die of cancer. Christians also may die of cancer.
因为非基督徒可以死于癌症，基督徒也一样可以死于癌症。
Non-Christians may be retrenched, face retrenchment. Christians also can face job retrenchment.
非基督徒可以因着被开除，基督徒也可以因着被辞退，
被解退哈啊，可以辞退哈。So, we are very ordinary people.
我们都是很平凡的人。
Are you like me, ordinary man?
你和我都是平凡人。
But there is an all-powerful power in church.
但是在教会里面呢，却是有这个全能的大能。
In Christians.
在基督徒里面。
And that's the reason, dear Christian, love your church.
所以，亲爱的基督徒们，你要爱你的教会。
Love your church.
你要爱教会。
Serve each other with the gifts that you have.
用你所拥有的恩赐来彼此服侍。
Because Christ has given you a very special ability to build lives.
因为神基督已经赐给了一个很特别的能力来建立生命的。
More powerful than nuclear bomb.
比这个核子武器还来的大有能力。
Nuclear bomb can only kill 了。
核子武器只能够杀害。
Nuclear power can generate electricity, true?
的确，核能能够产生电源。
But do you know that nuclear power cannot repair broken marriages?
但是你知道吗？核能无法修补破裂的婚姻。
It cannot heal depression.
它不能够医治忧郁症。
It cannot repair lives.
它不能够修补生命。
And even if it can repair lives, after it's yet to die.
即使它能够修补，这个生命有一天还是要死。
But the power that God gives us can bless lives for eternity.
但是基督赐给我们的能力。能够永远的祝福别人。
That's why you must serve each other. We must serve each other in church.
这是为什么我们必须在教会里面彼此服侍。
What are the gifts? The varieties of gifts. Point number two.
第二点，恩赐有哪一些？恩赐的类别。
Point number one is a bit complicated.
第一点有一点复杂。
Point number two is quite easy to understand.
第二点确实很容易明白。
So what are the gifts that God gave you?
所以神到底赐给你怎样的恩赐？
They are very important for well-being.
对我们的整体的好处是很重要的。
This is verses 11 to 12a.
所以我们看11到12节上半节。
Let me just give you a summary of point number two.
让我给你一个第二点的那个概要。
Christ uses spiritual gifts to fill or govern the universe. How does he do that?
基督使用属灵的恩赐来充满或者是掌管万有，他怎么做到的呢？
So point number two says this.
所以第二点就这么说。
Number one, leaders use their gifts to equip Christians in a local church.
领袖使用恩赐来装备地方教会的信徒。
Like local church means like Tree of Life Christian Church is a local church.
地方教会就好像生命树基督教会。 就是一间地方教会。
So leaders use their spiritual gifts.
所以领袖就使用这个属灵恩赐。
Point number two.
第二点。
So that Christians can use their spiritual gifts effectively.
这样基督徒信徒就能够有效地使用他们的恩赐。
To build the local church, it means your life and my life.
来建立地方教会意味着你和我的生命。
So point number two says that God gives abilities to leaders, and then leaders can teach Christians.
第二点就谈到说，神赐给领袖这个恩赐，然后领袖可以教导其他的会友。
So that every single Christian has a special ability to build life.
好叫每一个信徒都有这个特别的能力来建立生命。
To change life.
来改变生命。
And that's what's happening to you, right? You can testify to that.
这是发生在你生命中的事情，对吗？ 你自己可以做见证。
You are who you are today because you have been built in this church.
今天你是怎样的人，是因为教会在。
Let us look at the details.
我们来看这些细节。
So what were the gifts that God gave the leaders?
所以神赐给领袖们哪一些属灵恩赐？
So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers.
他也就是基督所赐的有使徒、有先知、有传福音的、有牧师和教师。
Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers, they are the church leaders.
使徒、先知、传福音的牧师、教师，这些都是教会的领袖。First,
the apostles.
首先有使徒。
The apostles lay the foundation of the church, and so make the church very stable.
使徒打稳了教会的根基，使到教会很稳固。
Stability is very important, right?
这个平稳是一个很重要的一个要求。
You look for a job, you do not only look at the pay.
你去找工作的时候，你看的不单单是那个薪水。
You say, hey, this company, does it have a good track record?
你会问这个公司呢有没有好的一些运作的背景？
Financially stable or not?
它的财务状况稳定吗？
You buy shares also like that, right? You look at the fundamentals, make sure the company is doing well. Then you buy shares, right?
你买一个公司的股票的时候，你也是看它的基本面是怎么样的，你才会下决定。
You marry a man also the same, what?
你嫁给一个男人也是这样子的。
Good family background or not?
他有没有好的家庭背景？
Stable or not?
稳定吗？
Handsome or not handsome is another thing 啦。
英俊不英俊是另外一回事。
But more importantly, his life must be stable, right?
但是更重要的是，他的生命必须稳定。
So stability is very important in the church.
所以稳定对教会来说很重要。
So God gave a group of people special ability to lay the foundation.
所以神赐给一群人特别的能力，来为教会打根基。
Earthquake may rock this place.
地震也许会能够摇撼这个地方。
But it cannot rock the faith of Christians.
可是它却是摇动不了基督徒的信心。
Because the foundation is very stable.
因为那个根基很稳固。
You come here sure find peace.
你来到这里肯定得到平安。
Because it's very stable.
因为它很稳固。
Earthquakes cannot knock it down.
地震也摇撼不了。
And then God gives us prophets.
然后神赐给我们有先知。
These prophets refer to the New Testament prophets.
这个先知指的就是新约圣经的先知。
The Bible has the two parts, Old Testament, New Testament.
圣经有两部分，有旧约还有新约。
So Old Testament prophets like Jeremiah, Isaiah, Old Testament.
旧约先知，比如说耶利米或者是以赛亚，这些是旧约的先知。
Before Christ came.
在耶稣基督降生以前。
Then there's another part called the New Testament is after Christ came.
还有另外一部分叫做新约，是在耶稣基督降生以后。
So I'm talking about the prophets that existed during Jesus' time or the apostles' time.
所以我谈的先知是在耶稣时代或者在使徒时代的先知。
You say why? Another day.
你说为什么我要这样讲？以后我会解释。
以后解释不行，我不懂，但是不是今天。 So the prophets, what do the prophets do?
先知会做些什么？
The prophets give new revelation from God.
先知呢，把新的启示，神新的启示 告诉人们
means new Bible truths.
就是新的圣经真理。
And these Bible truths are about Jesus.
而这些新的圣经真理呢，是关于耶稣的。
These Bible truths will make the Bible complete.
这个圣经的真理呢，使到整本圣经能够更加完整。
When the book of Ephesians was written, the Bible was not complete yet.
当以弗所书 在被写的时候呢，圣经还不完整。
When Paul wrote verse 11, the New Testament Bible was not complete.
当保罗在写这第十一节的时候，圣经还不完整。
So the prophets are writing the New Testament Bible.
所以先知还在写这个新约圣经。
To complete the Bible.
要把圣经变得完整。
Why?
为什么？
Then we can enjoy full salvation.
这样子我们就能够完全满足，享受这个全备的救恩。
In other words, the prophets are, why are they important?
换句话说，先知为何这么重要？
Because they help us to understand the whole Bible truth.
因为他们帮助我们明白整个圣经的真理。
Then we can enjoy the whole salvation from God.
这样子呢，我们就能够完全的享受神赐给我们的救恩。
Then we'll be very happy lah.
我们就非常喜乐。
Today there are no more apostles and prophets.
今天没有使徒，也没有先知了。
Because the foundation has been laid.
因为根基已经打好了。
The Bible is complete.
圣经也已经完整了。
Today we enjoyed the benefits.
我们今天享受的是那个结果。
In the church there are also evangelists.
在教会也有传福音的。
These are the people who tell people about Jesus so that and help the people to accept Jesus as Savior.
这些人把福音传给别人，也帮助对方相信耶稣。
To bring them eternal life.
要把永生赐给他们。
In other words, this God gave to the church a special group of people that can save people.
换句话说，神赐给教会一群特别的人，这些人能够去救人。
So that they receive eternal life.
好叫对方听了之后能够领受永生。
So when you come to church,
所以当你来教会，
Christians will share with you the gospel.
基督徒会跟你分享福音。
And then God gives us the ability to help you understand.
神也赐给我们这个能力来帮助你明白。
So that you can be saved for eternity.
好叫你能够从今以后得着永生。
And then God gives the church also the pastors. For example, I'm a pastor.
神也赐给教会牧师，比如说陈金生牧师。
So the pastors, the duties of pastor is to shepherd, to comfort, to guide God's people using God's word.
牧师的责任就是要牧养神的羊群，安慰，用神的话去引导他们。
So, Pastor, 3 a.m. Pastor, I'm very sad. How?
早晨凌晨三点，牧师啊，我很忧伤。
So the pastor is supposed to have the patience and the wisdom to speak to these people.
而牧师就是需要有这个耐心。那个智慧来跟这些人讲话。
You can call me at 3 a.m. Ken.
当然，你可以在凌晨三点打给我。
But don't call me to drink tea lah.
不要叫我打给我，就是要为了只是要喝茶。
So that's what pastors are there to do.
所以牧师的工作就是这个。
And God gives pastor a special ability to comfort and to guide.
而神赐给牧师一个特别的能力，去安慰，去引导。
To encourage.
去鼓励。
A God-given ability.
一个神所赐的能力。
And then God gives the church teachers.
神也赐给教会教师。
To teach God's word.
教导神的话。
Without God's word,
没有神的话，
we will live in falsehood.
我们会活在错误当中。
We'll be deceived by the values of this world.
我们会被这个世界的价值观给欺骗。
And then we'll get into a lot of trouble.
然后我们会陷入各样的麻烦。
We won't know how to manage the family.
我们不晓得怎样管理好自己的家。
We won't know how to handle relationship with our boss.
我们不晓得怎么处理跟上司的关系。
We won't know how to raise our children.
我们不晓得怎么培养自己的孩子。
So we get into a lot of trouble, a lot of mess.
所以我们生活一乱糟糟的。
So God gives us teachers so that we have the truth.
所以神赐给我们教师，好叫我们知道真理。
And then we may walk in the truth.
当我们行在真理中。
Then we can be, we will walk a safe path.
我们行在真理的时候，我们行在平安的道路上。
So God gives to the church, leaders with special abilities.
所以神赐给教会一些领袖，这些领袖有特别的能力。
To do what?
做些什么
？To equip his people for works of service.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职。
To train you and me,
来训练你和我,
ordinary Christians,
这些平凡的基督徒,
so that we can do works of service.
好叫我们能够各尽其职,
in other words, we can build lives.
换句话说,能够建立生命,
that's why every Christian is very special. Do you know that?
这是为什么每个基督徒很特别的,
not because you are very intelligent or you are very rich.
不是因为你很聪明或者是你很有钱。
I tell you, in life, intelligence and wealth some cannot solve a lot of problems.
事实上,在人生里面,有金钱,有这些聪明,也不见得能够解决问题。
But Christians are able to build lives.
但是基督徒却是能够建立生命,
and change lives.
还有改变生命。
And you are the evidence.
而你就是这个证据了。
Another church in Bukit Batok is also evidence.
另外一间在五级八度的教会也是这个证据。
Another church in India also is evidence.
另外一间教会在印度也是这样，也是这个这方面的证据。
All over the world, Christians can say this.
全世界每个基督徒都可以说。
Christians can truly encourage people.
基督徒能够真的能够帮助鼓励别人。
To build lives.
来建立生命。
How does God train you to become useful people? God uses church leaders, activities, so that you can tap into God's all-powerful power to build lives.
神如何培训你成为有用的人呢? 神使用教会的领袖和活动, 使你能动用神的全能来建立生命。
And that's the reason, dear Christian.
这是为什么, 亲爱的基督徒们,
and I speak to Christians.
我在向基督徒们讲话,
you must faithfully attend the worship service.
你必须忠心地参加主日崇拜。
Don't think about the Yong Tau Fu downstairs.
不要心里只想着楼下的酿豆腐。
Later 啦,
待会了。
You must be faithful in worship service.
你必须忠心地参加崇拜。
Attend Sunday school.
参加主日学。
Wake up a bit early.
早一点起来。
But it's worth it.
是值得的。
Because when Christians come together,
因为当基督徒聚集在一起,
not only to study God's word,
不单单是在查考神的话,
and then we share our life,
我们还分享生命,
we share how to apply what we learn with other people,
我们分享说怎么把学习的应用出来,
then others build you, you can build others also.
别人建立了你, 你也可以建立别人的生命。
Because all of you have the ability to build lives.
因为你们每一个人都有这个能力来建立生命。
Come for your cell group and your fellowship meetings. Don't miss.
参加你的细胞小组或团契活动, 不要缺席。
I know it takes time.
我知道这会花你的时间。
I know you are busy.
我知道你很忙碌。
But it's worth it.
但是是值得的。
If you believe God's word,
如果你相信神的话,
unless you don't believe God's word,
除非你不相信神的话,
but God's word is never wrong, no?
但是神的话不会错的。
I tell you, the Bible is extremely accurate.
我告诉你, 圣经是很准确的。
Extremely powerful.
非常有能力。
People who read and believe it,
那些读了又相信的人,
you receive 内功, eternal strength,
就得到那个内功。
Your lives become very good.
你的生命将会变得美好。
Therefore, be faithful.
所以你要忠心。
What are the benefits of the gifts?
这个恩赐有什么好处?
So that the body of Christ may be built up.
建立基督的身体。
The church, you and I may be built up.
教会也就是你和我会被建立起来。
Our lives can change for the better.
我们的生命会变得更好。
And there are three benefits.
这里有三个好处。
Number one.
第一。
Verse 13, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God.
13节, 只等到我们众人在正道上同归于一。
And the emphasis here is unity, love.
这里的重点是在于同归于一,爱心。
So that we can love each other sincerely and powerfully.
叫我们能够真心的彼此相爱。
Now, thus, the church is a place where you come, you receive comfort and love.
换句话说,教会是个你来到这里的地方,你在这里得到安慰和爱,关爱。
If it's a real church of Christ, you will find love here.
如果这间教会是一个真的基督的教会,你会在这里找到爱。
But how is love possible? How can I love you and you love me?
但是我们怎么可能彼此相爱呢?
Very difficult, I tell you.
其实是很困难的。
Very difficult to love one another.
要彼此相爱很困难的。
Because we are not lovely people.
因为我们并不可爱。
Little bit we get angry.
一点点的事情我们就生气。
A little bit we misunderstand.
一点点的事情我们就误会。
And then people who've been friends for 10 years or 50 years, just because of a misunderstanding, they become enemies for life.
那些要好的朋友就一件小事情，十年五十年的好朋友就一件小事情而成为仇敌。
A husband and wife, I love you, you love me forever.
夫妻，我爱你，你爱我，永远彼此相爱。
And then when you divorce,
但是当离婚来到的时候
，you become arch enemies, no?
却是成为最大的敌人。
Sometimes I wonder how can two a man and a woman, together they give birth to children, and then after they divorce they become sworn enemies for life, no?
我有时感到很好奇，一个男一个女，当他们一起生了孩子，可是离婚之后却是成为彼此的最大的仇敌。
What I'm trying to tell you is it's very difficult to love each people.
我要告诉你的是，爱人是一件很困难的事情。
But in church we can do it. Why?
那是在教会我们可以做到，为什么？
You must understand why.
你必须明白为什么。
How?
怎么做到？
Because of faith.
就因为这个真道。
This faith does not refer to the normal meaning of faith.
这个真道的原文指的
在原文呢是okay, in Greek is pistis. Pistuo is belief, pistis is the noun. It's not the Greek word pistis. It refers to the Chinese translates it correctly.
所以原文的这个真道就是所谓认识 真理的意思。
So it refers to a not right knowledge of the Christian faith.
它指的就是正确认识真道。
Intellectual understanding.
一个理智上的认识。
The Bible doctrines.
圣经的这些教义。
The contents of the Bible.
圣经的内容。
Bible geography.
圣经的地理。
Bible culture.
圣经里面的文化。
The meaning of this verse and that verse.
这节经文，那节经文的意思。
So, Bible knowledge.
所以圣经的知识。
To truly love each other, first, our intellectually, we must have a right understanding.
要能够真心的彼此相爱，首先我们在理智上必须要有一个正确的认识。
Number two, we must have. So that's the reason why you must attend Sunday school.
这是为什么我们要参加主日学。
Then, when you have the knowledge of the Son of God.
然后你认识神的儿子。
So the faith refers to intellectual knowledge. The knowledge of the Son of God refers to experiential knowledge.
所以真道指的就是头脑上的这个知识。而认识神的儿子呢，是在经历耶稣的爱和同在。
Because you've experienced Jesus' love and presence.
因为你已经经历到耶稣的同在还有爱。
You say, hey, this love is very good.
你说这个爱真好啊。
Hey, Jesus is all powerful. It's true, no? When I pray, God answers my prayers.
Hey, 耶稣是全能的，这个是真的。当我祷告的时候，他就听我祷告了。
Hey, Jesus is very real.
Hey, 耶稣真的很真实啊。
As what the Bible says, correct.
就如圣经所说的，对啊。
Bible says, Jesus is powerful. I experience it.
圣经说耶稣是全能的，我自己也经历到。
And then together, so that's the reason why Christians must walk close with the Lord.
所以这是为什么基督徒必须与主同行。
Then you will grow in faith.
那样你的信心就会增长长进。
Then your weak faith will become strong.
你软弱的信心就会变成刚强。
Because when you obey and believe, you will find that it is true.
当你相信然后遵行，你会发现是真实的。
So you have intellectual knowledge.You have experiential knowledge.
所以你有头脑上的理智的知识，你也有经验上的知识。
When you put them together,
当你把它们连在一起，
then you have unity.
你就能够同归于一。
And then we will be able to love each other sincerely.
这样我们就能够真心的彼此相爱。
Then life becomes easier to walk.
那人生的道路就比较容易走。
Because we have each other to nudge each other along.
所以因为我们彼此就有彼此一起陪伴。
The second benefit.
第二个好处。
And become mature.
得以长大成人。
This mature in the Greek, because our Bible is actually translated from Greek.
这个长大成人的这个希腊原文字。
It's actually mature men.
指的是成熟的男人。
My name is Andrew. Andrew is actually, this is the word. Andreas, a man. Okay.
牧师的英文名 Andrew 指的就是这个意思，男人的意思。
It's not anthropos, anthropology, not that word. It is male, a male human being.
他指的不是男女的那个意思，而是真的男性、mm-hmm. 男人的那个意思。
Because the ancient people, the head of the family in ancient times is often a man.
因为在古代，一家之主经常就是男人。
And they often use the male men to represent humankind, human beings.
他们也经常使用男人做一个代表，代表全人类。
So in other words, what he's trying to say is that you become a real human being.
所以他要讲的就是说，成为一个真正的人。
Then people won't scold you, but you are a beast.
这样子，人家就不会骂你说禽兽都不如。
You are lazy as a pig.
你懒惰，很像一只猪那样。
You are blur as a sodom.
你一头雾水，好像一个索东那样。
Why? Because sometimes we don't behave. We are human beings, but we don't behave like real human beings, right?
为什么呢？因为我们虽然是人，但是我们有时候行为不是人的行为。
Because in us there's a sinful nature.
因为在我们里面有这个罪性。
So sometimes we do very ugly things.
所以我们做了很丑陋的事情。
But the church has the ability to make us become a real human being.
但是教会确实有这个能力，帮助我们成为一个真正的人。
Then we'll live a full and meaningful human life.
我们就能够享受到这个丰盛又有意义的人生。
Because you live a human life, not a dog's life.
因为你过的是一个人的生命，不是一个狗的生命。
Or pig's life.
或者猪的生命。
Or sodom life.
或者是sodom的生命。
Because so we enjoy human life.
所以我们享受人生。
And we become very happy.
就很喜乐。
Benefit number three.
第三个好处。
Attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
满有基督长成的身量。
In other words, we become like Jesus, the Son of God, full of holiness, wisdom, love, peace, glory, and all the virtues.
换句话说，我们会像耶稣神的儿子，满有圣洁、智慧、爱、平安、荣耀，还有一切的美德。
We become very beautiful person.
我们成为一个很美丽、很美丽的人。
So boys.
所以
boys.
男孩们。
Young people,
年轻人
if you want girls to chase after you,
如果你要女生来追你的话
very easy, you know,
很简单
you become like Jesus,
你像耶稣那样
you don't chase girls, chase girls chase after you,
你不用追女生，女生会来追你
I think you know my point, right?
我知道你明白我的意思的
you become truly a beautiful person inside,
你就在里边成为一个真正美丽的人
by the way, just a side track, don't just look for good looks to marry a person,
那其实岔开话题一下 当你找配偶的时候不要只是看他的外观
because we will grow old
因为我们都会变老
one day we will not be beautiful and handsome
有一天我们再也不英俊再也不漂亮了
you are attractive because of what is inside you
你之所以会吸引人是因为你里头的本质
perhaps you understand when you are 50 years old like me
也许你会等到50岁像我那样的时候才能够明白
so my wife loves me a lot
所以我的妻子很爱我。
Because my wife loves me even my weaknesses,
因为我的妻子爱我，也包括爱我的软弱。
Dear friend who is not a Christian,
亲爱的朋友，你还不是基督徒的话
，I wish you become a part of the church.
我多么希望你成为教会的一部分。
To become a part of church means to join the family of God.
成为教会的一部分表示说加入这个神的大家庭
become a child of God.
成为神的儿女
So how can you become a child of God?
你要怎么样成为神的儿女呢
This is what the Bible says in John 1:12 Yet to all who receive him To those who believe in his name He gave them the right to become children of God
圣经在约翰福音一章十二节就这么说凡接待他的就是信他名的人他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女
You have to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
你必须接受耶稣作为你的生命救主。
First, you must understand that you have sinned against God.
首先，你必须明白你已经得罪神了。
Sin breaks your relationship with this holy God.
罪把你和这位圣洁的上帝的关系决裂了。
But we thank God.
但是我们感谢神。
Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross for you.
耶稣基督，当他死为了你死在十字架上的时候
，He took the punishment that you should take.
他为了你的，你本来要承受的这些惩罚呢，他自己来替你承受。
Because Jesus didn't sin, you sin.
因为耶稣没有犯罪，你犯罪。
When we search deep into our hearts, we know that we are not lovely people.
我们省察自己的时候，我们知道我们并不是可爱的人。
You may not know what sin I've committed, but God knows.
你也许不知道我犯什么罪，但是神知道。
Not only does God know.
神不单单是知道。
There will be consequences to prove that you have sinned against God.
过后还有一些后果来证明你已经得罪神。
That's why you will die.
这是为什么你会死。
That's why you feel empty inside.
这是为什么你生命会空虚。
That's why you feel frustrated inside.
这是为什么你感到难过?
That's why your life smells like death.
这是为什么你的生命有这个死的味道?
And that's what the Bible says. For all of us, the wages, consequences of sin is death.
圣经就是这么说的, 罪的工价乃是死。
But we thank God Jesus has repaired this relationship.
但是我们感谢神, 耶稣已经修复了这个关系。
When Jesus died on the cross,
当耶稣死在十字架上,
those who believe in him, Jesus forgives you your sins.
那些相信他的人, 耶稣已经赦免他的罪。
Past, present, and even the sins that you commit when you're 105 years old.
过去, 现在, 甚至你105岁时所犯的罪。
Every sin is forgiven at the moment you come to Christ.
每一样的罪, 在你信耶稣的那一刻, 都被赦免了。
This is how generous God is.
神就是这么的大方。
And God gives, makes you a child of God.
神 就让你成为他的儿女,
a part of the family of God,
成为这个神家庭的一部分,
a part of the spiritual church,
成为这个属灵教会的一部分。
May you come into God's church,
但愿你进入神的教会。
Because surely you enjoy life,
因为肯定的, 你能够在这里享受生命,
eternal life,
永恒的生命,
abundant life,
丰盛的生命,
a very powerful life,
一个大有能力的生命。
And you experience God, the power of God for yourself.
你自己也要经历到神的大能。
Oh, harden, do not harden your heart against God.
不要再使到自己的心对神刚硬。
Come to know Jesus today.
今天来认识耶稣。
Time is running on.
我们没有时间。
Let me quickly just summarize what we've learned today.
让我很快地总结今天所学的。
We learned about the power of gifts.
我们学习到恩赐的能力。
Christ has given to the church a powerful power.
基督已经给教会一个很大的能力。
And this power is contained in the church, is found in the church, is found in the spiritual gifts.
这个能力可以在教会里面找到, 在教会信徒的恩赐里面找到。
That's why Christians must be active in church.
这是为什么基督徒必须在教会里面活跃。
Because the church is your lifeline.
因为教会是你的生命线。
Number two, the varieties of gifts.
第二,恩赐的类别。
God has given leaders very special abilities.
神赐给领袖一些特别的能力。
We are weak people.
我们是平凡软弱的人。
Sinful people.
有罪的人。
But God has given leaders special abilities.
但是神赐给领袖一些特别的恩赐。
And leaders are capable of training you.
而领袖有这个能力来训练你。
So that you become effective for God.
好叫你能够有效地来为主工作。
And that's why you must come faithfully to church.
这是为什么你必须忠心来教会。
And that's why you must fellowship with each other.
还有跟彼此团契。
And watch out for each other.
还有彼此照顾。
Because life is very difficult.
因为人生真的很困难。
And you enjoy the benefits of gifts.
然后你会享受到恩赐的好处。
And by increasing your Bible knowledge by walking with your Savior.
透过增加你的圣经知识, 透过与主同行。
You experience the love of Christ.
你会经历到耶稣基督的爱。
Then we will love each other sincerely.
这样我们就能够诚心地彼此相爱。
Then when you come to church, you find comfort and encouragement.
这样当你来教会的时候, 你就得到安慰鼓励。
Number two, it can make you a true human being.
第二, 它能够成为你, 使你成为一个真正的人。
Then you enjoy a full and meaningful life.
你就能够经历到一个丰盛有意义的人生。
And number three, it will make you like Jesus.
第三, 它会让你更像耶稣。
Then you'll be very beautiful.
你就会成为一个很美丽的人。
May we resolve in this 13th anniversary,
但愿在这第13周年纪念,
to
我们下定决心,
begin, to begin anew,
重新开始,
that from today onwards, I will do my part to build the lives of Christians in this church.
从今天开始, 我会尽上我的本分, 来建立这间教会其他人的生命。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you that you have given us the church.
天父, 我们感谢你赐给我们教会。
Here we can find life.
在这里我们找到生命。
We can experience power.
我们可以经历到大能。
Power that can change lives.
能够改变生命的大能。
Change lives for eternity.
永远改变生命。
Thank you for giving us the church.
谢谢你赐给我们教会。
Help your children to be faithful to church.
帮助你的儿女们对教会忠心。
To love each other.
也能够彼此相爱。
To use our gifts to build the church.
用我们的恩赐来建立教会。
And help our non-Christian friends here.
也帮助我们这里还没有相信主的朋友们。
That you soften their hearts.
愿你软化他们的心。
And help them to accept Jesus as Savior.
帮助他们能够接受耶稣为救主。
So that they can enjoy safety and abundant life.
以至于他们能够享受平安还有丰盛的生命。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.